Listening Library presents Nancy Drew Mystery Stories, number 3, The Bungalow Mystery, by Carolyn Keene. Read for you by Laura Linney. Chapter 1, A Blinding Storm. Look at those black storm clouds, Nancy Drew pointed out to her friend Helen Corning, who was seated beside her in the bow of a small red motorboat. Nancy, blue-eyed and with reddish-gold glints in her blonde hair, was at the wheel. She gazed anxiously across a long expanse of water to the distant shores of Twin Lakes. The Pinecrest Motel, where the 18-year-old girl and her older friend were staying, was almost 2 miles away on the smaller of the two lakes. Helen Corning, dark-haired and petite, looked at Nancy with concern. "I think we're in for a cloudburst," she said, "and Twin Lakes becomes as rough as the ocean in a storm." A few minutes later, angry waves began to beat against the sides of the boat. "Are there life preservers aboard, Helen?" Nancy asked. "No," Helen answered fearfully. Nancy set her chin grimly. Although it was only 4 o'clock in the afternoon, the sky was becoming increasingly dark. The pleasant summer breeze, which had been blowing earlier, was turning into a stiff wind. "It's getting harder to keep on course," Nancy remarked, gripping the wheel more tightly. As she increased the boat's speed to the maximum, the craft fairly leaped through the water, dashing spray into the girls' faces. "I wonder if there are any raincoats in the lockers," said Helen. "Please look," Nancy requested. "We'll be drenched by the time we reach the motel dock." Luckily, Helen found 2 plastic coats. She slipped into one, then helped Nancy into the other. A streak of forked lightning cut across the sky, momentarily disclosing a thick mass of ugly clouds.